First off, you took a big hit last year. You understand where SIP's at. How important is it to really take a good hard look at where you're at before you rush back to play with a concussion?
You have to absolutely, you know, take your time and make the right decision with that. Head injuries are something you never want to mess around with, especially now that we know all the circumstances, you know, that can develop later on in our life. So that's something you got to take nice and slow.
Give me your analysis of the run defense. Statistically, it didn't look all that good, but when you watch the tape, you did a nice job corralling LeSean last week, right?
We played well at times, and we tackled well at times, and then we let up a really big run, you know, that throws everything out of whack. So that's a play that we want to be able to get back and say, hey, we need to be able to play solid football throughout the entire game. But overall, up front, our defensive line did a really good job putting pressure on the quarterback and also in the run game as well.
So your first look at RG3. Your thoughts on what you see on tape of him, is he any different than any other mobile quarterback?
I mean, he's a very dynamic guy that can move around the pocket and throws the ball well downfield. So it's a challenge for us. Anytime you face a great athlete like that, a quarterback, that changes things for a defense. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
We heard the word miscommunication a lot in explaining the big plays.
Mm-hmm.
How do you change that?
I think you get back to your details and your fundamentals, and you ensure that you communicate everything extremely well from the D line to the linebackers to the secondary, so that everybody's on the same call and playing the same defense to the best of their abilities.